This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The death toll from Tuesday's earthquake in Albania continues to rise. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has this detail.
The Albanian Defense Ministry says the death toll from Tuesday's earthquake keeps rising and some 650 people are declared injured. Rescuers are still digging through rubble in search of survivors. The quake, with a magnitude of 6.4, brought down several apartment blocks in the city of Durres and a town close to the epicenter. There, residents slept in tents and cars and at a soccer stadium as powerful aftershocks from the earthquake continued. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The New York-based group Human Rights Watch says it has damning evidence that shows Turkish-backed Syrian National Army militia members are engaged in summary executions, pillaging, seizure of properties, and prevention of people returning to their homes. Human Rights Watch cites evidence that the SNA executed prisoners, seized the homes of local Kurds, and engaged in indiscriminate shelling of civilians. It also says social media postings of videos put up by the militia appear to show the execution of women prisoners. Last month, Turkish forces and the SNA launched an offensive in northeastern Syria against Syrian Democratic Forces, which are made up mainly of the Kurdish militia, the YPG. Turkey considers the YPG terrorists, but the militia was a crucial ally of Washington's military effort against the Islamic State. Ankara has vehemently denied any intention that it's seeking demographic changes in Syria, but the latest findings by Human Rights Watch can only add to questions over Turkey's plans. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.